بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنسوا ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير. In the ayah that we read yesterday, in this ayah of today also, there are various forms of rules that apply with regard to the mihr, the dowry of a woman, in the different four conditions which we had mentioned. The one condition was mentioned yesterday. Today Allah mentioned that if the dowry, the mihr, was fixed at the time of nikah. And as we had explained, that if the dowry is not fixed, even if it's not mentioned, nikah takes place. But there are different rulings then. So if it was fixed and before the marriage was consummated, then the talaq was given, the woman was divorced. Then in that case, the husband gives half the dowry. If the dowry was fixed, the mihr, and the marriage was not consummated, then half the mihr is compulsory for the husband to give. And it's explained that the wife has the right to forgive that half. If she says, since the marriage was not consummated, I make it maaf. And the husband has the right to make it maaf in the sense that he gives the full amount. That he also says that we fix that amount, whatever happened, divorce took place, but I'll still give the full amount. And if he has given the full amount, then he should not take anything back from there. So Allah says, وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ اور اگر طلاق دو ان کو ہاتھ لگانے سے پہلے. And if you divorce them before you have consummated the marriage, before you touched her, before you consummated the marriage, وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا اور ٹھہرا چکے تھے تم ان کے لیے مہر. And you had fixed the mihr already for them. That is, the mihr was fixed, but the marriage was not consummated. فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ تو لازم ہوا آدھا اس کا کہ تم مقرر کر چکے تھے. Then the mihr that was fixed, half of that is compulsory. You should give that. إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ مگر یہ کہ در گزر کرے عورتیں. However, if the woman makes it maaf and says, I won't take that half also, it's all right, I won't take anything. أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ یا در گزر کرے وہ شخص کہ اس کے اختیار میں ہے گرہ نکاح یعنی خاوند. Or the person who is in charge of that marriage, that is the husband, he has got the right of divorce, etc. If he makes his share maaf, in other words, he gives the full share, then that is also permitted if they agree in that way. And if he had given already the mihr, then he should not take back anything. وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى اور تم در گزر کرو تو قریب ہے پرہیزگاری سے. And if you forgive, then that is better and it is closer to taqwa. That is, if the wife also forgives her half share, or the husband forgives, in other words, endeavor to get the pleasure of Allah and to be kind and good to one another. Though unfortunately, there is a lot of bitterness at the time of the talaq. If we are groomed properly and if talaq has to take place, really in Shariat, as we read, there is no room for bitterness and resentment. It is that is done for the betterment of the two. It isn't done because of personal things. But today our marriages are not based on deen. It is just on social and according to society. So we have got different feelings also. And Allah's commands and the pleasure of Allah, it doesn't even come to our mind. Our mind is just to please ourselves. I must get the better of the deal. My word must be up. Nobody must go against my word. We all want our own things. So unfortunately, therefore, we don't get any taste of what nikah is meant to be in Islam. It is that ibadat that carries on in akhirat, in jannat also. And the enjoyment which is in jannat is promised in this world also. But unfortunately, how many homes have become hell holes? All the types of evil that takes place because we haven't put deen in front, and marriage is also not based on deen. It is just a social event that now the boy has come of age, the girl has come of age, they must get married. Not that it's the command of Allah. Not that it is the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then further Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ اور نَا بھُلَا دُو احسان کرنا آپس میں. And do not forget all the good that was done between you. When divorce takes place, then a marriage of even 50 years, all the goodness that was taking place. The husband was kind to his wife, wife was kind to her husband. The amount of khidmat she did, amount of he looked after, all that is forgiven, forgotten. And it is, and then only bitterness comes in, and revenge comes in, and to hurt one another, and to harm one another. How we can harm? Whether we have to go to the kuffar courts and take out wrong maintenance and huge amounts. Or how we can harm the wife. All that unfortunately is the order of the day of Muslims and those practicing Muslims also. They also, because we've just got the outward picture of deen, the reality of deen unfortunately is not in us. So we will even resort going to the kuffar court and doing all the dirty and filthy things which are totally against Islam, the honor of Islam and Muslims. We will go and display this and take out all our dirty linen in the kuffar courts, attack one another there also. So Allah Ta'ala warns against that also, and Allah warns finally, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. بِشَكَ اللَّهَ جُو كُچْ تُمْ كَرْتِ هُو خُوب دَيْكَتَا هَي. And undoubtedly, whatever you are doing, Allah is very watchful of it. Allah knows everything what you are doing, what your intentions are, what your actions are, what you are planning and plotting, everything Allah knows. Though divorce is the most detestable, unlike thing in the eyes of Allah for which permission has been given. By divorce, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shakes. But Islam is that fair religion that it can happen. There is no contempt. There is no agreement between the nature of the two. Then Islam has left the door open. It isn't like the Christian religion that until death does us part. Neither it is like the Hindu religion that if the husband dies, the wife must also be burnt with him. Alive she must be burned. As they cremate and burn, the wife also in the actual religion must be also cremated like that. Islam has allowed. But Islam also has taught that do it in a good, amicable way. As we grown-ups, matured people see to that separation. Not with all this resentment and dirt and bitterness that there is no room for that in Islam. But that is if we become Muslims. And if we are conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we are living our lives just with the outward facade of Muslims. But inside there is hardly really any Islam in us. We are doing all the wrong things and just giving it all Islamic names. May Allah save us, guide us. We all have to be conscious our mort is coming. And at the time of mort, all these things are not going to help. We are going individually, all of us, into our individual covers. Nobody is going to come and help us there. It will be what our iman and our amal was. That is all what is going to count there. May Allah make us conscious of this and make our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.